This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Now, the good news, though, I do want to mention, though, with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's actually some really good news. There is consensus now on something between her crazy caucus and the GOP Freedom Caucus. This is on surveillance. This is great. This is from Fox News. I saw this today. She said, now, check the sky for flying pigs, because Mark Meadows, the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and I are in agreement on preventing total surveillance of Americans without their knowledge. So during a House Oversight Committee hearing, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle expressed the need for legislation to regulate the increasingly widespread use of facial recognition software to track members of the public, which is outstanding. And we did a whole thing on this last week, or earlier the week. I spent a lot of time on this facial recognition stuff, and I said this is hugely dangerous to freedom and liberty. Here's Representative Jim Jordan, my buddy, great guy, a true fighter for freedom. This is what he had to say.
50 million cameras, violation of people's First Amendment, Fourth Amendment liberties, due process liberties, all kinds of mistakes. Those mistakes disproportionately impact African Americans, and no due process, no elected officials gave the okay from the states for the federal government, the FBI, to use it. Does the FBI share any of this information with other federal agencies?
They have partnerships with federal agencies, for example, like the State Department, to scan through their passport photos. But frankly, we don't know very much about how other federal agencies are using it.
Do we know if the IRS has access to this kind of information? Can they have any kind of partnership with the FBI or any other federal agency to access this data?
I don't know the answer to that question with regards to the IRS.
That scares me as well. So I guess the fundamental question is, I think you're all there. There should probably be some kind of restrictions. Mr. Ferguson, I think you've said we should just ban it, right?
I think we should ban face surveillance, which is the use of these technologies without any kind of individualized suspicion. And I think there should be regulation about face recognition technologies in certain ways. But I do think that there are members of this panel who believe that at this moment there should be a moratorium. And again, my position is, if we are not going to regulate, we should push the pause button on this technology now, because it is as dangerous as you are expressing.
Bravo. And yes, I'm so glad that there's consensus on this. This is very important for our liberty. These ideas of these cameras all over, 50 million and there'll be more, scanning our faces everywhere we go. No, it is completely antithetical to the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment's protection against these general warrants. And that's what this would be. So I'm so glad. Now, this is great, because Representative Mark Meadows, who's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, said facial recognition is the sweet spot that brings progressives and conservatives together. Quote, when you have a diverse group on this committee, as diverse as you might see on the polar ends, I'm here to tell you, we're serious about this, and let's get together and work on legislation. And the time is now before it gets out of control, Meadows said at the hearing. Lawmakers on both sides argue that American civil liberties are in jeopardy, as inaccuracies in the technology could misidentify suspects and disproportionately target minorities. Republicans and Democrats agree that Congress must draft new legislation to increase oversight and further regulate organizations that utilize this new technology. All five of America's top tech companies, Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, are developing their own facial recognition platforms. And the problem is, will they then turn that over to the government? Now, this was great. The ACLU, these are times when the ACLU makes a lot of sense. And the ACLU senior legislative counsel said, when our concerns about privacy rights aren't theoretical, we've seen it happen. We've never seen anything like this before. The U.S. reportedly has over 50 million surveillance cameras. This, combined with facial recognition, threatens to create a near constant surveillance state. And none of us want that, and none of us need that, because I'm telling you, in the future, we will regret it. I don't care if it means a bad guy slips through the cracks. I'm okay with that. This is worse. This is more dangerous than a suicide bomber in a public square, because this is the kind of stuff that can destroy everybody's freedom and liberty. You know, everybody's. And also in the wrong hands. I mean, in terms of our government being in the wrong hands, the people that would have access to control over you. That's why Jordan's raising the IRS issue. Man, you know, you see, and also you see what's happening right now with the president in terms of what they're trying to do to him. You see the nonstop assault on the president of the United States. What chance do you or I have if he's got to fight this every single day when the government's determined to get him?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.